From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, The Gathering by Jennifer Ashley. Now let's begin with Immortals, The Gathering. Chapter 1. Hunter always hated to wake up. This time it was from a sound sleep, made sweeter by the presence of two females, one on each side of him, the three forming a warm nest on a Minnesota April night. What? Pain jerked him like clamps trying to tear him apart. Hunter sat up, naked and sweating, ready to blast whatever it was with his magic. But the bedroom was dark and quiet. No sign of any intruder, no sense of one. He doubled over and clutched his chest, struggling for breath. And just as suddenly as it had come upon him, the searing agony disappeared. What the hell? Hunter would know if anyone had entered the house. He'd put his hand on the lintel of the front door when he'd come in, marking wards to keep away both danger and inquisitive neighbors. Nothing had been disturbed that he could sense. No death magic had crossed the boundaries, no spell. Hunter was still trying to catch his breath when the cat of the house stalked by. It sank to its haunches, slitted green eyes, meeting Hunter's own green eyes. It projected in the way of cats. My bowl might be empty. Maybe you should check. Hunter warily slid out of bed, doing his best not to wake the sleeping women. He eased a pair of jeans over his bare hips, retrieving his sword in its leather sheath he'd left leaning against the dresser, and padded barefoot to the kitchen, followed by the cat. The house was silent. The two women lived in an ordinary neighborhood, in an ordinary town in northern Minnesota, and had found an ordinary method of keeping